Good morning, everyone. We get the theme of this retreat, I don't know, a couple months before.
Can I interrupt you?
Yes.
Does everybody have a jar in front of them that's their own jar? You're not sharing a jar. Everyone's got a jar.
There's an extra one over here, too. Yeah. Yeah.
Or do you want?
No, it doesn't matter.
I'll do whatever you guys want. Okay, take two.
Anybody else need the jar in front of them? Everybody's got a jar. We start having kind of planning for the retreat probably 6 months in advance, and once we know the theme, we had the theme verse, and Laura had looked it up in some different versions and saw that the one version uses stars. So that's how we came up with the star, kind of the decorating theme. And I have a friend, Miss Kelly, over there. She, in the background of her mind, there's always movie lines going on. I swear. In the background of my mind, which I don't always recognize, there's songs going on. Not worship songs like I really wish it was, but I don't even realize I'm thinking about it, and all of a sudden I burst out with Catch a Falling Star and Put It in Your Pocket, which is a very old song, probably from when I was 4 or 5 years old. But anyway, that's kind of where we got this, the name of this workshop. If you turn to page 19, I'm just going to start with prayer. Lord, we thank you that this retreat is not over by any means, Lord. We've heard our teachings, Lord, but there's more that you have for us. And Lord, this is a special workshop we've had for a couple years. And Lord, I pray it would be such a blessing that you would use your word to speak to your women, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. So anyway, I'm going to read the first two paragraphs along with you. God first shined in our hearts so that as children of God, we could then shine as stars in this dark world. Our theme verse says that we do that by holding fast the word of life. His word gives us the light and the knowledge of God. We can read God's word hastily, getting a superficial understanding of the text, or we can spend time in his words, capturing the truth and making it our own. Today we're going to capture a shining star of truth. We're going to allow God to shine his spotlight on a passage of scripture. Before we read God's word, we should begin by asking God to illuminate to us the truths it contains. The Bible is a letter sent by the one who loves us most. We should read thoughtfully and prayerfully, knowing that he's speaking to us. So you're going to catch your falling star. On the back of your star, there is a scripture passage. It's not one verse like your promise verse. It could be, a paragraph or a chapter. Hopefully none of you have something that's too terribly long, but write down your Bible passage star in your book. The title of this is Catch a Falling Star, Put It in Your Pocket. We're going to capture the truth of God's word and make it our own. Now your star, your verse, your verses, your passage is more than just a few verses. Maybe you're really familiar with it, and maybe you're not, but all scripture is profitable, valuable, and I'm continuing to read. Even a cursory read will yield benefits in your life. But we're going to ask God right now to illuminate his word to you, and honestly, this is one area where I can guarantee that God's going to use this in your life and speak to you somehow. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you that your word, you've given us your word, you speak to us through your word, and Lord, we pray that you would illuminate us today, that you would illuminate your word, and Maybe if it's a passage we know really well, Lord, you'll show us truths that we've never seen before, Lord. Help us to capture this star, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. So the first thing we're going to do is take time to read your passage three times. So I'm going to give you a little time here. And if something jumps out at you the first time through, write it down. Second time through, write it down. You've got a couple lines there. Read it through about three times. A lot of us are done writing. I'm going to give you one more minute on that. You can always go back. If you turn to the next page, the top says, read your passage again, and this time, write down anything you learn about God. God reveals himself through his word and illuminates our knowledge of him. Our Father wants his children to know him. How does your passage highlight characteristics of God? For instance, one line of mine says, I will hear what the Lord will speak. Well, what I learn about God from that is he speaks. He speaks so I can hear. So just look at each line and see if you learn something about God. The next question says, we are lights shining in the world through our good works. Read your passage again. Does your scripture give you any commands to obey? Any obedience equals a good work. We should always be reading the scripture to see what God's saying to us, what we need to do. Next question. Living in the light of God's promises is the key to the abundant life Jesus promises. He doesn't promise that we won't go through shadows or dark times, but he does make a lot of other promises. Write down any promises that God makes in the passage you were given. God says, I will. He's going to do it. That's a promise. Last question says, how did God speak directly to your heart from this passage? You may think you don't hear God speak, but if you are reading this, you read it. Sometimes there's one thing that stood out to you. See what God's saying to you. What's he speaking? You know, sometimes we buzz through our Bible reading so fast, and it's always profitable to take some time, look at, these were just a couple questions you can ask yourself as you're going through the scripture, but you get so much more out of it than just reading through.